So what day is it? Tuesday?
Oh,
crap. I got to get to the polls yet, guys. Let's go.
Yeah, well, yeah, you don't have your sticker on.
Your proof?
Why do you hate America?
I love America.
Won't participate
and I love
in this
that
Democrat
I have
process.
The freedom to vote or not vote as I choose.
Shame.
And I voted.
What do you think?
Before either two of you clowns did.
Yes, he did. I might not have even been out of bed yet.
I was going to say the same thing.
Are you guys going to open this up yet?
I was wondering.
It's getting cold out here.
Got my nose against the glass.
Democracy waits for no one, even the sun.
Were you the first one? Were you given number one?
No. There were a ton of people there before me.
I couldn't, yeah. Well,
mainly for the merry money, I think.
Yeah, probably.
And
right.
Some of them were like, what else is going on? Yeah. Why are all these other people here?
What are these other tables? What are these other booths? I'll see if they have free pens. Well, sir, you can have the free pen, but you have to vote first. Oh. Then you can keep the pen.
You mean I have to have my ID and everything?
Got your gold star ID?
I sure do.
Is that like law this year? Or is that coming up?
There's a couple years yet.
Next year. Yeah,
did they ask you if you remembered where you lived?
No. Yeah.
When your birthday was?
No, because they just run you. You give them their ID and they scan it. Oh, you're in ward. Whatever. Three. I was in
No, they're supposed to double check.
They looked at my ID and said, and tell me your address, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And tell me
I'm
your
like, good thing I just read that before I handed it to you, or I'd never remember. I didn't know which ID it was, you know, because I had to go back at noon and again at 3.
Well, it reminds me of that scene from Vegas Vacation. Any contacts this evening, Mr. Papa Giorgio? No, I do not require them. But yeah, it was it's an exciting time. It's a chance for America to conduct its next chapter in the history books.
It is the most important election of our lifetime.
Your lifetime. Of this fruit fly's lifetime.
It's amazing. Every time the elections get more important, apparently.
America
will die.
Well, I mean,
and you'll have killed it if you don't vote. In a world where Wayne Barahona didn't vote, America
otherwise,
has ended.
Wayne would have known that they would double check his address.
That's right. That's right. Happy Election Day, America. You'll hear this long after the results are in.
I hope our man Rob wins.
I do too.
He was
nice enough to actually...
He texted us.
I was going to say something to him, but I'm like, oh man, it's election day. He's probably got all this stuff going on, you know, and he...
People more important than us.
And then he texted us and said that, he was stumping at the Culver's that he was at and told the drive-thru person that, you should vote
really
for him.
Need your vote.
sir, here's your butter burger.
And then,
bye!
It's a group chat, I should say. So then I'm just going to put in the read off exactly how Mitch followed it with, be careful... Those fast food drive-thrus, that's how the deep state caught up to the MyPillow guy.
That was good.
As far as I know, he still has his wallet and watch. And
at Culver's, he was safe. It's Hardee's where you got to watch out.
What are you saying about people that go to Hardee's?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying
they
that's
have mustaches.
How they got the MyPillow guy.
They're mustachioed men. So does MyPillow guy...
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Remember when we used to do this on the radio like once a month?
Yeah.
We found a reason to do this.
You found a reason to do this.
True, yeah. You had no part of this.
I had no idea this song existed.
But
so do you know who's really getting into the wrestling thing now?
Who?
Ezra.
Oh, is he really?
Yes,
oh, yeah.
He's watching YouTube videos of... It started with... So in Fortnite, there's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
So then all of a sudden they found out, he used to be... professional wrestler, and now they're
are they watching like old clips from back in
old
the day
clips.
Oh, yeah.
So
it back when it was better
it well yeah they would have they found Austin 316 yet and you've had to have
no,
that conversation
no
so I can't find that one in the Bible, Dad.
That's right, there's no book of Austin. I know, that was kind of the okay.
The Rock said something about my Rudy Poo candy ass. What does that mean?
Well, I tell Ezra and John, being the more sensible one, I said, it's not real. It's like,
how dare you, sir?
They're acting.
How dare
they
you?
They know how this is going to turn out. They've rehearsed. It's, yeah.
Sir, but as an adult now, when you rewatch those, don't you actually appreciate it more? Because some of these guys are incredible actors. They're very witty.
Yeah, they
ad-lib these whole diatribes about the other guy.
And then I mean, it's awesome. They have to be in tremendous shape. I mean, these guys are some
of this stuff is going to hurt. And every once in a while, somebody bleeds. But it's like...
And somebody dies.
But like Ezra puts us on the same level as UFC fighting.
What?
No.
A little
it's
different.
It's just as real as what he tries to, and he doesn't watch UFC, but that's what he's saying to me is it's real as real can be.
I just love they're these guys, they're just roided to the gills. And no, they also know enough about like Mideast politics to play the Iron Sheik.
The Iron Sheik.
And then, you know, all the references
okay,
that you
jabroni.
Have to... I just like that's awesome.
Yeah, if you want a fun follow, the Iron Sheik's a good one. A lot of swears. Really doesn't like Hulk Hogan.
No,
but he also doesn't like America. So that's how that goes.
But I walked into the room yesterday, the day before, and all of a sudden he quick flips the iPad. I'm like, why?
What are you?
And I saw. Well, I saw he was watching wrestling, the WWE, and I was like, what's wrong, Ezra? I said, I know you're watching wrestling. You can watch it. And he looks at me and I said, I just think it's dumb. And it's fake.
It's real to me,
just because I tell you it's dumb and it's fake, if you get a kick out of it. So what it actually is, it's a dad and his son watching it, because you don't watch videos on YouTube. You watch videos of people watching videos on YouTube. And that's
what
it is.
Providing commentary?
Yeah, the kid
and his
dad.
Mystery Science Theater 3000. Do they make fun of it? Like,
no.
Did you ever watch that
show?
Do you know what I'm talking
about? Did you see that move? And then they might stop.
Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby the Brain Heenan and sitting there.
So, yeah, it's just like he quick hit it because dad says it's fake and dumb. I was like, oh, go ahead and watch it. Waste your time. Fine by me.
What? The ghost study.
He needs
make
to
up for that.
But does he?
I wonder why he's so drawn to.
Because he just thinks that's. Well, him and his. Well, brother John will want to wrestle. And every time basketball turns into wrestling.
The idea that some guy talks smack to you and then you beat the crap out of him.
Right up his alley.
That's perfect for him.
Look at him wrong and he beats the snot out of you. And also right up his alley.
So he's first grade? Second grade, okay. Yeah, because my daughter's in first grade.
Yeah, in second grade, you still don't get letter grades. You get S pluses and S minuses.
When do they start letter grades at Shelter? At St. Mark Christian?
Third grade, because John, and I read John's report card to Asa to let him know how John is cleaning his clock already in third grade. So look at your brother. So much better than you.
What do you have to say for yourself?
And he laughs and I laugh. But I hope he takes it serious a little bit.
Well, yeah.
How's Asa doing then? Is he struggling a little bit?
He's doing okay. But the problem with Asa is he's too much like me, maybe even more like me than I was back then, in that he's decided ahead of time what is good enough and then just does what he has to do to be there.
So, okay, let's take a look at this then. What did your parents do when you made that determination that this is good enough?
They would usually, my dad would give me the buckle down, you know, you really need to buckle down. And then mom was just like, well, he's our first child. Maybe this is all the better boys do. You know? I don't know. So,
genetically, what could we expect?
Right. The kid can read. He can tie his shoes.
And he can.
Hey, we're two for two here.
He can dribble a basketball. I mean.
Yeah. What more do you want? But so Asa, his first quarter of freshman year, and he didn't take. he doesn't really have that many difficult classes. And in fact, he told me science, there's two teachers that do science, and he thankfully has the one teacher that doesn't, that, you know, all of the, everybody in freshman class, well, if you've got this one teacher in science, it's much, much harder, way more homework. And he has the easier one, thankfully. But so he has like a 3.45 or something with his within his first quarter.
Is that a B average?
B plus, yeah. B plus. Congratulations, okay. B plus honor roll, it said on the bottom of the report card. So he was all excited. I'm like, hey.
Did you say, hey, you enjoy second place? That's good for you?
Well, I said to him, I said, Asa, did you see your report card? Yeah, I did. I said, what'd you get? 3.5.
Well, that worked. I mean, if we're rounding.
Yes. Yeah, I was like, no, you didn't. Yeah, I did. I said, no, you didn't. Well, I'm rounding up. I said, well, great. That's what colleges do to GPA. So you're in great shape. I said, you knucklehead. That is not a 3.5. I said, I didn't go to a prestigious university like Buena Vista or Brown's College or whatever. But is 3.5 some sort of threshold you need to meet? Because you just didn't make it. So, and the thing is, you know what, Dad? You know, if I try a little bit harder, I'm like, you have tried to give? Oh, yeah.
What? Wait a second.
Then wait a minute.
What is going
to... So, you done messed up, son of A.A. Ron.
Oh, yeah. So, like, my mom and dad will say they had no idea that there were book bags required in high school till my sisters went. Because I never brought anything home. Because I always made sure. So I had figured out already at sophomore, I was going to go to a technical school for heating, cooling, propane in that neighborhood. Oh, all of a sudden, I don't need some of these classes that you would need to make life
sure.
Easy
yep, yep.
At Dort, where 90% of everybody else was going. So... You know, then you have study halls, so perfect time to get your homework done. Now, Ace is kind of doing the same thing already. It's like, oh, this is, I don't know, this isn't.
Well, somebody's got to take the reins from you. Like, someday, right?
No, but don't you think.
You know who I bet is laughing more than anyone? It's your parents.
Probably.
You see?
Can you believe my kid is exactly like me?
That sucks.
All we could have prayed for, son. That's all we could have prayed for.
My son would be much more like my sisters and try and care and do well at things. Be able to go to college.
Well, I'm just jealous you have letter grades. Wyatt's in fifth grade. We still don't have letter grades.
Oh, seriously?
I don't know when they start. I would assume before high school. But
is it still the S, S plus, S minus?
And it's different letters and whatever. And, there's a plus. And they gave us some assignments.
And every once in a while, you get a unicorn, and that's if you do really good.
Well, at Ava's age, it's very simplified. It's like...
Oh, gosh, yes. I forget what it was.
S&D.
Yeah.
Smart and dumb. No.
No,
security. Developing.
Secure that's what and developing.
But that's what I told Wyatt it stood for. And he's like, what, really? I'm like, no, they're not. For crying out loud.
Speaking of Wyatt, I've gotten some good feedback on his segment on the last podcast. I actually had someone come up to me and they said, hey, Wayne, how much does it cost to sponsor? And I'm just going to say, hey, you can sponsor an episode for $50 because we went sounds back fair. And forth on this because great. I think we can all drink on $50. And
I hope so.
I have a little
bit more expensive taste than us.
Drinking New Amsterdam vodka I got from the gas station, which I probably shouldn't be telling
which
people.
Which means it's but very expensive.
It's not like
you got a tailor made
price at Hawkeye Vodka quality.
Irregardless. They said, well, you know, I'm kind of thinking about just spending the money just to hear the edited out parts of what Wyatt actually said.
Well, in Wyatt's defense, you're the one that said it. He agreed with you.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I guess for anybody who's listening, what we edited out was him specifying, well, it was a couple of kids in particular, which, of course, we're not going to name names on fifth graders on the podcast. But I'm like, I was really nervous we wouldn't be able to find a way to edit that.
And I have to say, for as much grief as we give you about, you know, your image, Mr. I'm a big banker. I think I'm hot shit guy. And you really let it go. Like, that could have been, I was surprised. I even doubled back and said, okay, I just want to make sure that this is okay for us to air.
Well, I think it's very clear that it was a joke and nobody meant any harm in mm-hmm. it.
Can't say the darndest things.
And we've talked about the whole public and private school thing before, so everybody knows what my, or if they've listened to previous episodes, should know what my actual views are.
Yep.
So
they are, as long as you have money to deposit it into Iowa State Bank, you're okay with
me. Yeah, that's right. I don't care where you send your kids.
That's right. As long as you got money to put in my bank, you're good with me. And hey, we are a proud athletic supporter. Yeah. I mean, we're a proud supporter of all sorts of academics here. Mm-hmm. Aaron's thinking about it. It was a jockstrap joke.
Yep, I got that. Yep.
All right.
Wyatt was very, 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 very nervous when I got home.
That you were going to knock his head right off his shoulders?
And we did play that aspect up a little bit. Ooh, boy, wait till you get home.
Well, yeah, because then I don't remember what else he said. There was something else, another joke he made that was just like, no, no, no. It wasn't anything bad, but it was just like, no, don't, like, don't, no, you're 10. Knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, when I got home, he's like, oh, I'm really sorry, Dad. I ruined your podcast. I was like, no, it's fine.
No,
it's not a big deal. We'll figure out a way to make it work.
You made it the most fun I've had here in a long time by just being you, unscripted, because your child is your son, and it's so cool to see. Like,
what do you mean?
Just by he's not being afraid. He's outgoing. He's
a smartass.
A smartass.
I guess that's probably the nicest way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah, he was ready to go.
No, that was great. I was so glad that your wife decided to break with what she's supposed to be doing and coming down here. Don't ever do it again.
I'm sure Mitch said that.
Well,
we're going to get by
Lydia,
this time.
Lydia was like, well, how come I didn't get to come on? I'm like, no, you're less filtered than Wyatt, so no, no.
Dad, that's dumb, and so are you. Let's go.
Yeah. That's no joke. Yeah.
Speaking of Lydia, how was your trip down to Ames? You went and saw the Cyclones play this weekend.
Yeah, it was great. It was Lydia's first time going to Ames to any type of game, so we took her to a football game down there. Played West Virginia. I thought the Cyclones were going to not do well, and they ended up playing well, so it was a good day. It was supposed to rain the whole time. Luckily, that didn't happen because I was like, God, we're going to take her to her first game. It's going to be cold and rainy, and they're going to suck. She'll never want to go back.
That's right. Which she's thinking, well, on the other hand.
Well, it'll save me some money, yeah, probably. <that's> right. But,
but hot dog vendors will be sad.
Yeah, I spent about as much money on candy and popcorn as I did on the tickets, but... That's what but happens probably when not, you take the kids along.
But not as much as you spent on that parking ticket or that parking pass.
Oh, and that, I ended up really wouldn't have needed it, but I thought it was going to be rainy and crappy, so I wanted to have a parking spot near the stadium and ended up just fine. We would have been fine, but oh well.
So your kids got their first taste of the tailgate?
Kind of. Tradition. I mean, we didn't have anybody to tailgate with, so we just... grabbed some pop and beer and some snacks and stood out in the parking lot for a little bit and played catch. And then we're like,
well,
all right, I guess that's it.
Hey, we tailgated. Okay.
That's right. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
People really look forward to doing this.
Dad, you do this.
It is fun.
You do this like six times a year.
The fun way to tailgate is knowing someone else who really likes to tailgate, and you show up with your six pack of beer and some nachos or whatever, and then... They did all the other work.
And then they're like, okay, well, throw that amateur stuff away here.
Right.
Come grab one of these custom
Bloody Mary and, some ribs we've been smoking since 4 a.m.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That is fun, but...
I've never done that. And that's that a little bit of a regret for me because I never got to... I've done kind of the on-campus college experience, but I've never done the on-campus... football day other than USD, which, I mean, it was my buddy, Tom, who you've met, was living in a trailer house down by the Coyote Dome or whatever they call it. So we got to experience it from, like, drinking Dirty 30s and Natty Light from his front yard. That was
as close everybody as in the trailer park was doing that, and they didn't even know there was a football game that day. Probably, well,
my polar. Some truth to that.
Believe it or not, I've tailgated twice at two Hawkeye games in Iowa City.
Wow,
yep.
Surprising.
Had a friend that was going to graduate school there and lived, I think it was less than a mile from the stadium. And so you just stayed there, and
you
then
show
you just
up wearing
walked.
Your Western gear, like, "Hey, let's go sports."
I didn't own any Western. But back then, it wasn't like they. Now they just punch out 1,000 T-shirts. Oh, we play a game this Friday. Oh, we're selling shirts for the game this Friday.
Playoff T-shirts. Everyone gets into playoffs, but you need a playoff T-shirt.
You get a playoff T-shirt.
Yeah, I didn't buy one for that reason.
But it's all over the place. Back then, I didn't have any Western merchandise. I mean, did you have your high school's merchandise?
No, because in that day, I thought that was dumb because I thought athletics were dumb because I was going to be a big rock star.
And maybe you did, they were more probably just given to you.
He was wearing, just last week when I seen him, he was wearing some BV gear.
Oh, look at you.
And it was like...
Was it a polo?
No, a hoodie.
Oh, good. Nice. It still fits.
Yeah.
I mean, this type of hoodie usually has pads underneath, but that's okay. I mean, it still fits.
It's my favorite hoodie.
And there's something to be said about that hoodie, too. Like, that favorite hoodie. I've got one of those, too. Picked it up on the Strip in Las Vegas back in 2005-ish. And, you know, it was one of those, like, just had the right combination of threads and fibers and...
Yeah.
Me drinking Budweiser Tall Boys down Las Vegas Boulevard. I miss that hoodie.
Yeah, well, that's how mine is. It's literally the best constructed hoodie I've ever owned. Like, it's the best material and best fit and everything.
Well, it's still around, so that says something, right?
17 years old.
Right.
And it reminds me of when I was cool, so... Or cooler.
What do you mean? People high five you because they want to increase their odds of getting that automobile loan. Oh, bitch, my buddy. Hey, pal.
You want my money.
Have you looked at my loan application yet?
I don't know. Have you looked at getting a job yet?
Don't make me out to
you
be
you don't
like
need
that.
A job to get a loan at his bank.
No, whoa. Oh, so that's wrong direction that way.
You just need a very good income stream from something.
You just need debt to income ratio. You know, keeping it
that is kind of important if you want to borrow money. That you showing me that stream? You can pay it back. Yes.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah,
it is. Biden's going to give me a check at some point, so
I'll put that in my write-up next time, and we'll see what they think.
Oh, well, that was a hard inquiry. What are you doing? So my mom and my sister and my nephew came down over this past weekend, and we were watching the Vikings game, and my mom's like, it's weird to be seeing these political advertisements that are all saying the same thing, but it's just different names at the end. Too extreme for insert state here. We don't need another one of those insert opposing politicians here. Too liberal or conservative or fascist. You know, these ads are so dumb. Can they really sway anyone anymore?
No, I'm looking forward to tomorrow when everybody can change out the word fascist for narcissist.
I don't think it's about I don't think it's about swaying anybody. It's about reinforcing the beliefs you already hold and getting you to show up and vote.
And I got to... So we talked to our buddy, Rob Sand, today, in his twilight hour.
We had a quick conference call. He wanted to get some last minute strategy.
We told him, yeah, you need to go stump over here and really let's get you on a soft lens next time.
Let him know what we were seeing from exit
polling.
I'm going
to turn off GPS on my phone because I watched 2,000 mules. And then you bring me the ballots, Rob.
They got us last time, Rob. They got us.
Well, I saw a Rob Sands sponsored attack ad.
What did they say? This guy's a dumbass. Vote for Rob Sands.
No, it was... I think it was more about him being a politician or being influenced by the Republican Party.
But was it paid for by a PAC?
No, it was paid for by Rob Sand. I made it a point to watch for the little letters on the very, very, very bottom. Paid for by Rob Sand for auditor. Hmm. Rob, I'm very disappointed in you.
You are not.
I am.
Was it really an attack ad?
It was.
It
was in one of these tones. Oh. And you don't do an ad in one of these tones. If you're not doing an attack ad, I don't remember the exact verbiage, but it was.
But how many
only
of the, how many of the people that you voted for today had ads like that?
I know. Hey,
I don't like those either.
I hold Rob Sand to a higher standard because I met him once.
And he was nice to me.
How dare he?
I told him my name and he repeated it back to me. He likes me.
You know, that's a good point. I wonder how we're labeled
in his phone. Like the group chat. Three dumbasses.
He found us easy enough.
Well, yeah. And then, you know,
like, after not texting him for... I don't know how long it was.
I text him.
Well, I'm sure we're pinned at the top.
Well, I text him a couple weeks ago, like, hey, sick of seeing your ads on Facebook. Do you have enough money yet? Are you going to win? Because I'm done seeing your face. And he's like, well, we're getting there.
October 26th. This is the last time he chatted with us before today.
And we never really did get the rundown from, like, the conversation that your mom had with him. Like, if that was a...
No, he just said that, hey, that got
it was a nice a good, email yeah, or nice something email like from that. Your mom. Yeah. So you think Deb will tell you if she voted for him or not?
Was nice in quotes?
No.
Oh.
good point.
Got a nice.
Yeah, oh. Super.
I think... I wouldn't... I don't know. Is it really fair to go, who'd you vote for? But
if it's
your parents, I suppose you can.
Well, yeah. You say, so did you Rob Sand was the only guy on the ballot who you actually sat down and had a conversation with.
Yeah, I bet my mom and dad did. And I would dare say my in-laws did. Because of the time he spent
and
to reward him for that time.
And I think that they appreciated the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone who was there appreciated the conversation. I mean, it was real. It was raw. It gave you hope, right? Because it was divisive.
Wayne's getting philosophical.
A little bit.
You can hear the tone of his voice.
Yes, you can. It's
but it was the fact that you have two opposing viewpoints, and both viewpoints were levied.
It's not even really a political office, though.
Just let me finish.
You worked there.
Yeah, Mr. I was too busy because I have season tickets.
I don't have season tickets.
It was,
you just go all season.
It was nice to have a good political discourse back and forth, and everyone left with a smile on their face and could still call each other a friend. That's all I'm saying is that it was very... Yep.
It didn't get to the point where we stepped outside and had a duel, right? You know, like in the old days.
I guess we didn't get to a third segment and have to cut it out.
My point is it shouldn't be crossing a boundary to vote for a guy who's a good candidate for state auditor.
That's true.
Right?
No.
And I would say the same thing about local elections. Why do we even have party affiliation?
Correct.
It doesn't make any difference at all.
Yep.
It just prevents
people from running who might otherwise run because they don't have the right party affiliation.
Right. Yep. All it does is manipulate.
So what other, like, attorney general for the state?
You figure the law is the law.
I mean, party affiliated?
I don't know.
Secretary of State?
Should a judge? Should a Supreme Court judge be?
Well, they're not supposed to be.
They don't have it, but they're nominated by...
Right.
based on their views.
But, you know, last I checked, that statue's got that lady who's got that thing on her face, but still holding the scale so she can't see nothing.
She can't see. She's tipping it one way. We took that stupid blindfold off.
I was appointed by Reagan.
Do you know what we didn't do? Hmm. You didn't introduce everybody to what episode this is. Nothing.
Yeah, right. Let's do it after.
Does it matter?
It does. We need to.
It says it on the screen in my pickup.
That's right. And we'll make sure that we follow up with that in segment two next.
Way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
I didn't contribute anything.
You're not as bad
change
as me
of clothing.
In general.
You wear the same thing every day.
I don't know if you happen to notice, but I'm wearing jeans today.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's right. So maybe.
And a black sweatshirt.
Are they your $4 Village jeans that you bought?
No, those got thrown away. I wore them for
$4
one night.
$4 Village jeans?
For my Halloween costume, and I had to get like.
Can you believe
jeans.
They had his size?
Shut up. They were very old nanny because, yeah, that's what you get in my size. But still, they were.
They had an elastic waist and no snap.
Built-in suspenders. Never seen that before.
They had a crease down the front of each leg. And they were jeans.
Someone starched them.
Yeah.
Wow.
And my wife's looking at me like.
Went shopping for them?
Yeah, I did. I spent all of 30 seconds like, it's blue jeans. Let's go.
Can you tell me where your blue jeans are?
Yes. Do you have any 44-24s?
No. A lot easier to make the 24 than it is the 44.
We have these old JNCO shorts. That'll probably work.
Oh, that brings me back.
That would be like normal jean length for you. Because they were super long.
They were super long, but...
Just JNCO shorts, extra tall for your jeans.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode. I had pulled up the
65,
4, 2, 3. Hold on a minute. Episode 63 of the Dutch by Association podcast. We've decided. Just now.
We?
Yeah. That sponsorships are available for $50. We decided $50. That's it. So, we've got
tell us what they get for their $50.
Well, let's see. The last person that volunteered at 50 wanted family secrets, so we'll give some of your family secrets away.
I don't have secrets.
Good. That's good.
You have legends. but, yeah, if you want to... You, your business, if you're Laura and trying to get a date, you know, whatever.
If you're thinking of a Christmas gift for a special someone.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. There you go. I like that. We'd be pumping out 3 podcasts a week. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Yep. Still sick of your guys. Yeah. Okay. Well,
You remember that episode of Seinfeld where George makes up a fake charity and he says he made a donation in their
name?
I got a donation in your name to the Human Fund. I feel like that's how people would take this, the sponsorship of Dutch by Association. Okay. Thanks.
That's clever. But this is really good. Just think of how many gifts we now have covered by giving away.
Dude, yes.
Like we could do that for our employees.
In lieu of bonuses, we could do that.
This is a
we will say your name.
$50 value. You will be $10.99 for this.
you'll see it on your W-2.
You say that it's like we spent $50,000 in a sponsorship on our podcast.
Yeah, but I don't really want to be 1099'd.
If we're getting 50 large, I think we could be 1099'd for that. I'd be okay with that.
Okay.
Because what do you figure? Half? You half of that? I like the lottery. How'd you like that stuff? Did either of you? Oh, I don't. Well, I don't. Aaron, have you ever bought a lottery ticket?
No. Like a Powerball? People have bought me lottery tickets.
Not if his pastor's listening.
True.
I did it out of a predetermined budgeted amount that was allocated for fun.
Yes.
Post.
Then it's okay. Yeah. Then yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. Tithing has already been figured into this figure. So.
That's right. As long as it came out of an ordinary budgeted allotment of money for entertainment and fun, you can gamble with it.
And I've already earmarked the winnings towards how much more I'll tithe should that happen.
Mm-hmm. Dear Lord, please let me win the lottery. I promise I'll give you some. Does that work for anybody?
Not as far as I know.
I don't know.
But I think
maybe we'll try.
But I think you gave us a podcast title, so I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a big one. Apparently, $150,000 tickets sold here in Sheldon, Iowa.
Yeah.
I
know.
I actually had to go dig my ticket back out of the trash after Greta saw that. Because I had thrown mine away. I was like, it didn't look like it. Well, you know, you read the first 3-4 numbers and you're like, whatever, didn't win. And then she's like, hey, did you see Sheldon Hy-Vee Gas sold a $150,000 ticket? And I'm like,
what?
Son of a... That's where I bought mine. So I literally rummage through the trash just to make sure.
Oh, and I bet he felt extra dirty afterwards when he didn't win. Like, oh, it's trash. That's my nemesis. Well,
yeah. I got to shower again.
I did win. I won last night, though. $8.
So where does that put you for the month?
Up
on lottery tickets?
Yeah.
Well, I won $20 2 weeks ago.
Holy Pete.
This is a habit. This is not sounding
no,
good.
No. It's because it got to like, it was at 600 million or whatever it was a couple weeks ago. So I bought a ticket.
So what's your threshold? Like at what point is it like salacious enough?
When people start talking about it. Or if I'm at the gas station and every once in a while I'll throw, you know, not always the Powerball or whatever. You know, I don't want to be greedy, so I picked, you know, the Lotto America, which is only like $6 million
This just
or
doesn't
something.
Seem like
no.
You strategize. You would spend your money when you have the highest percentage chance, but what do? You wait until you have the least
chance. It's a small amount of money.
At all.
It's a small amount of money. It's not a big deal. In a year, if I spend $20 on lottery tickets, that would be a high
estimate.
But
why wouldn't you want to spend it when the odds are more in your favor?
Like, what would I spend it on? When the odds are better for me, the payout is less.
Yes.
Which is still astronomical versus the amount that you're paying.
So why would I pay $2 to win $3? When I could pay $2 for a chance at,
I'm not sure the
billion.
Last time I because saw the $2 the Powerball at $3.
$3. I'm not talking lottery. Your odds are the same no matter what the jackpot is. The odds never change. It's math. The odds of you
but
winning never change.
More people are showing up to bet.
Your
when
odds
it's
of
a
having
billion.
To share it
yeah.
might be greater, but your odds of winning do not change.
Yeah, I think it's like 1 in 252 million or something like that is what I remember seeing. Yeah.
There's, you know, 300 million people in America or 350, whatever it is. So,
and every man, woman, and child buys a lottery ticket.
In the trailer park, every man, woman, and child has bought a lottery ticket.
While they're in line for their cigarettes.
25th Avenue, apparently.
They didn't get 24th.
They didn't get up
to $2.04 billion by people in trailer parks exclusively buying tickets.
Did they find who won? I guarantee they don't have all their teeth.
They're from
Los Angeles. Yeah.
Well, or a town right.
Los Angeles County, I think, is what they said. But, yeah.
Have you seen the video? You've seen it of all the people lined, all the old Q-tips lined up on the video machines tapping the thing. Unreal.
Powerball?
No, for
video
slot machines.
Gambling.
Oh.
Literally, just a line of people just tap.
You haven't
max
seen
bet,
that?
Max bet.
I've seen it probably 10 times on Twitter. Because it's probably 30 people in a row, all gray-haired Q-tips.
Where is
every single one of them?
And just doing this.
If they saw me looking at Twitter, they'd say, these young people and their damn cell phones.
Just tappity tap tap.
As they sit there mindlessly blowing all of their retirement funds. But.
So Wayne, where's your ticket? We need money to gamble with. So $50 sponsorships available now. No, I had thought about buying a ticket because of, as Mitch said, you know, the excitement, the hoopla. I did not buy any.
My favorite is Tyler probably twice or three times a year will announce that he bought one, but reassure me he will still work.
Oh,
if he wins.
That's good.
He'll still come to work if I win this millions and billion whatever.
So if you won,
like, okay, bud.
Mm-hmm. If you won, say you were the $150,000 winner, would you tell people? Would you be sitting there with that big old check?
Only well, they make you in Iowa. You can't be anonymous. They have to to publicize you as the winner for advertising. Some states have a law where you can remain anonymous.
My name's
Iowa
Gitch Meese.
So you have to stand there with the big check.
I'm from Park Lake.
In your dirtiest old windbreaker, apparently. Because that's usually the chosen attire, I've noticed. But,
dreams can come true.
But that's not, I mean, that's a lot of money, don't get me wrong. But that's not like a life-changing.
No.
In that, well, now I can finally retire. I mean, maybe if you're already close to retirement, that would push you over the edge. But you can pay off some stuff
and then you look at it
away to save towards retirement.
Or you just take that lump sum, or not the lump sum, but the payout, and just say, like, yeah, you know, you're going to be.
No,
be
that's, right. That's cash only, I think. For the
is it when it's
prizes.
That small? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I wondered about that. Well, look at you. You know the odds.
You know so much about gambling. I am worried.
No, I don't gamble.
Do we need to have gambling. An intervention?
I hate casinos.
Yeah.
I've probably...
But, it's like the last place you can smoke indoors.
He's making a contribution to the Iowa DNR. That's what he's doing.
We do appreciate that. Thank you.
The outdoors.
Mm-hmm. The voluntary tax.
Yeah, voluntary tax on people who can't do math. Isn't that what they always say?
Yep.
Yeah. Oof. Oh, you really have never bought lottery tickets?
No.
I won't say I never have, because I have.
I do it because it's just fun to think about
what
you might do with it.
If you could spend...
Well, do it for the fun?
Well, no,
what you might do with it.
No, I'm actually...
Well, it's fun to dream about. I would want to invest in. I have things that I would want to do for the community. And it's just fun.
What'd you do for fun today, honey? I bought a lottery ticket. I sat and I thought and I thought.
That's not what I mean. Don't be a dummy. Come on.
I mean, that's funny, but I'm actually with Mitch on this. Just think about it. You spend $2, right? And for the entire day or whatever, you know, like however long you have this in your pocket, you just think about, huh. And you know what? You spend $2 on a beer.
Yeah.
This lasts longer. I'll say that.
The buzz.
Yeah, the buzz.
From a lottery ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's okay.
If that's my worst spending habit that I have, boy, I'm doing okay.
Yep.
My $20 a year.
And that's why,
call the Vogels. Okay. Yes. Let them know.
1-800
I can assure you, as a guy who approves overdrafts every day, that there are worse habits that I could have.
And they're probably, some of them are scooters.
Well, I don't know.
That's not
well. And I wonder.
That's a habit that knocks you right in the wallet.
Do you think the ladies?
Yeah, that's, you spend more in a week at scooters.
I serve you a softball, and you're like, well, I don't know.
Well, I was gonna say more of a like, what do you think happens to the ladies when the OnlyFans withdrawals get bounced? Oh, didn't make your subscription this time, Jethro. Now I'm going to have to eat salmon.
Yeah. 15% of our listeners really think it's funny that you're talking about OnlyFans. The 85% have no idea what you're talking about.
And that's
now they're
fine.
Googling it.
That's fine.
Good work, bud.
Yeah.
Incognito mode. Browsers come with that now, or it's, sometimes it's called in private mode.
I'm just going to withhold comment entirely.
Smart, smart. As your attorney, I would advise that. But, yeah, what's $2 for a dream, Aaron? $2 for a dream.
Good. Yep, you're right.
Well, I'm glad to know that if I did win, I would not have to feel obligated to share any with you at all.
Would you?
So you wouldn't give me the $2? No. I mean, if I had bought a ticket alongside you and you won, you would give me my $2 back.
Yeah,
sure. Out of obligation.
But that's now just you right. Well, no.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, you know, I mean, if you got almost $1 billion, you'd, hey, yeah, Merry Christmas.
No, so I would expect.
I wouldn't expect anything out of anybody.
No, I would expect some improvements around here, like a new studio.
Yep. Oh yeah.
If you want.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. New mics rather than these used things we use.
Right. We'd make some upgrades.
$50 an episode podcast sponsorships are available. And do you feel like we have a better chance at that than the lottery?
We could start early because you wouldn't be working anymore. Or do you want to go on record telling Frank Vogel, well, you know, if I won, I'd still come to work.
Well, I wouldn't.
Just like Tyler.
No.
What would you invest in?
Okay, kid.
You think about, okay, what would I invest in? So I know you thought about it. You spent the $2, so.
Well, it depends on the day. I mean, you have different ideas about what you would do, right?
So
I would buy farmland. I would be a professional land auction attendee.
So you'd be like
for a while.
Like
I mean, I don't need to own the county.
It's the egg guy? Is that who's at all the auctions?
Oh, you're thinking, yeah, Sonstegard. Yeah. Eggman.
And then he wears clothes that make him stand out. So you would do the same thing, flip-flops and.
No.
No, you'd go incognito?
Well, I don't think you're going to be incognito in
O'Brien County. He's the biggest guy here. That must be that Mitch.
Wow.
He's wearing a BB hoodie.
If I'm ever the fattest guy at a land auction, then I've got a real problem.
Oh, that's why good. You go at winter. No one gets out of their truck.
Oh.
That's good. I'm going to dream for you. I'm going to dream. What would Mitch do when he wins?
WWMD.
What would Mitch do?
I wouldn't make bracelets for that.
I get asked a lot because, you know, Aaron, you and I were on the radio for a long time, so people got to know us, and by extension, Mitch, too. So then I get people that listen to the podcast that really kind of want to know, like, is Mitch a caricature of who he is on the podcast? You know, like, what is he really like? And I said, well, no, he is just like all of us, you know, we're ourselves. Yeah, to an extreme for entertainment value. But I get a lot of people that are very curious about Mitch. But the way, and I've told you probably on here yet too, that the best way that I can describe Mitch is he is the world's best counterpuncher.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is give him a lane, you're sleeping. He won't throw that first punch, but when he's got something, you're out. That's it. It's mm-hmm. done. That's because he does all that research.
Lots of research.
And all that dreaming.
And all that dreaming.
Dreaming of the day when I can throw that jab.
Finally.
That I've been saving.
Finally put it in that.
Put stuff that in your craw bar, Hona.
Oh, you like that, don't you? So I want to talk about something that's very sensitive for me.
Oh, is this?
Well, I'm sorry. What did you think it was?
The hemorrhoids?
Or is it the...
That's also the sensitive.
The lactose?
No. There's no reason to talk about that. If it's around, you'll smell it. I mean, that's not a thing. But No Shave November.
Oh.
So I started No Shave November in July. So I'm now...
You haven't knocked it down at all?
Of what year?
Certainly you've knocked it down.
Yes, I have knocked it down.
All right,
because
all right.
I wanted to fill in. But I'm at
Come
this
Come on, little guys. Catch up to the big boys.
Well, that's exactly right. I'm at the point now where I don't know if, like, am I fooling anyone?
With your beard?
Like, right. How?
Like, okay, Tyler. nice beard.
Oh, yeah, where it just shows up on the bottom of his chin.
Well, you got enough gray in it, and I have the same problem. Mine looked fuller before I started getting as much gray. From a distance.
So what I have is one side that lays flat, and I have one side that pops up.
Probably because how you lay on the pillow.
No, it's not. Believe me, I've manipulated my face.
You have to lay on your back now because you wear the Air Force helmet.
You
need some, you need to grow it longer.
Yep.
And then you need to put beard wax in it or something.
And comb it every day.
Yep. Yeah, get a beard brush.
Yeah, maybe I need a beard brush.
Yes, that's what they sell them.
Yeah. You guys ever do
Walmart or wherever?
Because obviously Facebook knows that I'm beard conscious right now. So it's every other thing's you want to be a man?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they can see your front camera. They're you call that a beard?
Look at that patchy thing.
Yeah, that must be explaining.
Puberty can be rough. We can help.
So I'm ashamed.
Don't even know how to respond. We'll just move on.
Well, no, I'm ashamed to say it, but I'll say it anyway because I guess I don't care. But they have those. I want to say it's microdermabrasion, but I don't think that's the right thing. But it's basically it's a roller that you can put across your face that with a bunch of spikes on it that are supposed to open up your pores and stimulate follicle growth and things like that. Hey, there's money back guarantee.
Find the guy that Elon got to do his hair plugs and see if they can do the same thing with your beard.
It's fine.
Thank you.
Do the mask. Get some mascara and mascara. It'll thicken and lengthen.
Just for Men gel. They make that for beards.
How do you know that?
So when I was younger.
I'm clearly not using it.
I would have been in my early 20s, and I was starting to do a little bit of a beard, and it's different color than my hair.
Yeah.
And I used to really be conscious of that, thinking that you were a defect.
No, that's normal.
Yeah, it is now, and I appreciate it now. But at the time, so I went and I got this Just for Men brown coloring that you put in your beard. And it didn't really work that well.
Highlight the patchiness of the beard?
No, it worked fine. I put it all on. I'm it changed the color, but it doesn't really match.
The carpet does not match the drapes.
Yes. So then... What I did was I just cut it all off and shaved. And I looked in the mirror and I looked like Homer Simpson. My skin was stained brown.
Somebody dressed as a hobo for Halloween. Yes.
Oh, no. So it's every different soap in the house and scrub, 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 scrub. And finally got the bulk of it off. But it was the scariest moment of my early 20s. This is bad.
He's got a 5 o'clock shadow in the afternoon.
I'm going to have to stay home for 4 weeks to finally get this covered.
No, I don't think Fred would allow you to do that.
No, he wouldn't let me stay home one day when I was really sick. That was terrible.
That's how I know I have good friends, that I can give to you my ultimate insecurities, and you can take it and run with it.
You're welcome.
God bless you, sir. And we're back with segment 3 next. Easy now.
So yeah, I was just kicked. So I'm thinking it's going to be a little warm, but it's going to be a little cool. And
what are you talking about?
I have a Sanborn Christian polo, but now I'm super conscious because I found out everybody wears an undershirt under a polo. Had no idea. I'm 42. But I didn't really know that people wore boxers till I was 18 either. So, hey. Now, so I wore an undershirt under the polo, and
for what? You have to get into the whole reason why you were here.
Saturday we had the big harvest sale at Sanborn Christian School. A yearly tradition going back way past when I was even just a wee little guy. I remember showing up with my mom and dad and then looking at all the fun toys and stuff there.
Keep your hands in your pockets, boy.
That's right. Don't break any of this. We can't afford it. So... But yeah, now I find myself on the committee as a first year guy, and I want to support the school. So I wore my Sanborn Christian. It was brand new. Had to throw it through the wash.
Was it the correct size?
No, it was a little big.
Rather you err on that side.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It was a little big, but I think it really turned out okay. I think just was a little hot. But I might start wearing undershirts, but I need to buy like the V-neck thing because you could see under the polo. Yeah, and then you had to be sure
Mitch, keep it on. We don't need to.
We don't need proof that you're wearing an undershirt.
I wasn't doing that. I was signaling where
you are. Yeah, he was way up here. He's running his finger across his neck. Yeah, yeah.
calm down. And
Saturday, I'm taking advantage of my mother being in town, and my wife and I got the opportunity to go out to off Broadway and their production of The Play That Goes Wrong. And so we get there, and typically when we go, it's a group of people, but this time you guys were busy and don't have any other friends, so I didn't ask anybody. And so Becky and I just went, and you're at table number one, sir.
Really? They know.
And yes, it's reserved for the losers with no friends to make them feel important.
Yeah, sit with the family.
That way, everyone here can see that you're by yourselves.
We were literally at the table with the families of the people that were in the production. Like, oh well, I got opening for two. But so I'm sitting there, and I'm I'm texting you guys because I'm like, oh man, table one, boom, suck it, losers.
That's right,
back in 30s land. And then suddenly, like, the group text goes off because you're talking about your nipples sticking out and all this stuff while you're sweating at this auction.
No, you guys pointed out the nipples thing. I said, guys, I don't know. I'm sweating here. And you're like, well, your nipples won't be showing. And then you guys got a little wild from there, but
we did.
Both of you had obviously been partaking.
No.
I had one beer before the football game, so if that made me wild, then...
And I had hardly sat down at the...
You pre-gamed.
Oh, I did not.
No?
No, it was with my mother.
Yeah.
I don't drink, Mom! That was a terrible habit from high school that I don't continue in anymore.
Those and the Marlboro Reds. I don't do it.
Laundry again. Glug, 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 glug. That's how I imagine that.
Yeah. I was a little worried about today because when Aaron showed up, I was not in a good mood.
No, you were. You even told me.
Let me
tell you a little bit about myself.
And I wanted to put it all out there because I didn't want another segment 3 incident where I was getting all owly. So I just wanted to try and get it all out there. Like, had a very tough end of the day. A lot of stuff did not go right that I wanted. So I feel like I've.
But ever since you pressed record. Things have gone well.
You've been very well behaved.
Thank you. It's been a conscious effort.
Good for you.
It really has.
Good for you. So. Also, Saturday being the big day, I had one job. We had a big TV, and on the television were numbers corresponding to the number that we were on the auction list.
Yeah.
1 through 200.
Yeah. Like the lot
number. Yeah, the lot number. So I had the little clicker, and I just had to progress. I had the easiest job of the entire committee,
but it requires, like, that was by design.
Well, I feel like it requires paying attention too, though.
It does, yeah. And then, yeah. So,
what's on my phone? Oh, Twitter.
Uh oh. What are the guys saying about my nipples again? And there was only 3 times through the 200 where I wasn't paying attention, and someone, So there was 2 items that I was very interested in how they were going to do, and they were because somebody had given the committee a $1,000 Cabela card because they had in the past given the school things to auction off. Well, then you do it so many years, you're like, oh, can I just give you some money? Well, they probably had points or whatever. But anyways, they had a $1,000 gift card. So a couple weeks ago, I drove to Mitchell and to the Cabela's out there. And I purchased a shotgun package, which had a 20-gauge Benelli shotgun, a clay thrower, a box of clays, four boxes of shells. And that was about $700. Got a lot of those things on sale as you would expect. Good Dutchman.
And did you negotiate, too?
I tried, but they were like, no.
For charity.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, oh, well, we'll call the manager. And the manager was like, no, you need to fill out something through the website in order to get a percent off of your purchase. So, okay, note that for next year. But anyways, then I had taken Tyler with me because
he actually does outdoor things
and knows. And that's kind of a 2-hour and 20-minute trip. And yeah, that would be nice to have the company. So we're there and we're like, all right, okay, we got $300 left to spend. What should we get? Oh, let's do an ice fishing package. We can get the little stubby pole. We can get the wire for the fishing string, whatever you call
you
it.
Suck.
And then I don't fish. I've ice fished once, found out it sucked terribly, and vowed to never do it again.
This, is this the pitch you gave when this lot came up?
Yes.
Here's an ice fishing lot.
Sucks. Got some wire.
I didn't watch the hang of that.
Got plenty of ice fishing wire for you.
Yeah, everybody had to have been confused.
What is he talking about? So there, and I got a 5-gallon pail that said clam on it. And the inside of that was a styrofoam cooler to put either, I don't know, bait in or the fishy catch, whatever. And then
to keep your beer from freezing.
Oh.
It's true. He's right.
Why didn't I come up with that? And then there was a squishy seat that you could put on the top of that to keep your butt warm, and some lures, and a $200, or it was on sale, but it was normally priced $200, auger that you put on your drill. So then you can just take your drill with you and punch holes.
Okay.
Right? Overall, we spent a little more than $1,000 because you got tax on everything and whatever. Yeah. But so I go there and I tell the committee it's a $700 deal and a $300 deal. The shotgun package, all of a sudden we find out somebody else, another business, went to Shields and bought a 20-gauge shotgun and a clay thrower and clays. And we went, oh no, we've got two exact packages. The only difference was he had purchased a youth 20-gauge. And I had just your standard 20-gauge that I had bought.
So what's the difference? Is just a shorter stock?
A shorter, yeah. And it was a Mossberg, so still very, I mean, you know what that is, right? So his package, this other package comes up first, and he probably spent maybe the same, maybe a little more, I don't know. But
did he buy it on sale like you did?
Oh, I'm sure he did. He's no dummy. And
I'm sure when it came to his charitable expense form, everything was MSRP.
Oh, sure. But over $2,000 his went for.
No kidding.
Yes. And I'm like, oh no.
Boy.
Okay. Well, that's good news for this package because two people wanted it and took it to that point. Okay, and then a little bit later, all of a sudden, okay, now we're ready for the package that I purchased. And you feel personally responsible for it, even though it wasn't any of your money.
Right.
You just are kind of like, because you don't want to disappoint the committee that you came up with a stupid idea. And you don't want to disappoint the people that gave $1,000 for you to spend.
And then you
hopefully turn it into a little more.
Getting $800 out of it or something like that. Right?
Yeah. So it actually went for $3,200. I wasn't really paying a whole lot of attention, but found out afterwards $3,200.
Wow.
For this package.
Just for the gun.
Wow. And the thrower clays and shells. $3,200. Now, these are people who are coming knowing they're going to spend so many dollars, and what they leave with for fun stuff, they leave with, right? It's not like people were there trying to get a good deal because it's an auction.
So
right?
that's the part that I wonder about, right? So you have a closed loop for the most part, right? You've got your members of your society, and then you've got the people that are donating, and you've got the people that are bidding, and it's all kind of a closed loop. It's a lot of the same money that's spinning around. And granted, you have gracious donors that are from outside of the society.
Yep.
Like
Super High Tech.
Thank you.
Who donated a wonderful iPad and case.
Operable?
Operable.
I thought maybe a broken iPad with
works with both phones.
With like
it's
a $50 voucher towards repairs.
That's right. So you got to come
in. That's a good idea for next year. I like that.
And spend $200 to fix it. But hey, you got the $50.
Free iPad. No.
So now the ice fishing package comes. I'm feeling good. I mean, we've really performed a miracle. So we got a $300 ice fishing package comes up, and the auctioneer starts, and he's like, can I get any bids? How about for less money? Any bids? How about for even less money? So it's it was like 100 or 150. Somebody finally bid for $150. And then I'm like, okay. And then he's calling and calling. I'm like, all right, we got to try to drive this thing higher. So I bid next. $200. And then it just dies. $200 for my $300 ice fishing package, which was all Tyler's idea.
You should give him a bill.
Tyler. I text him that night. I said, hey,
you
loser.
You owe me $100.
You loser. Stupid ice fishing package.
Which just, this is stonks all over again.
Was it your local auctioneer doing the auctioneering? Or was it not a pro?
It was pros. There were pros, yeah. And they were calling, to it. But the thing is, nobody really knew, especially people that weren't ice fishermen, how many dollars of stuff was sitting there.
Really. Right.
So,
but what they do at a land auction, I've seen this gentleman auction off a lot of land. They start with a really high number, like, can I get 25,000? And then everybody looks at each other like, holy shit. No.
Heck you will.
No. And then he's like, I got a bid over here for 12 and points off into the sky. And you don't know whether he does or doesn't. And then everybody, that sounds good. Yep. See, that's what he should have done with that. Yeah. It was like, can I get 1,000? All right, I got somebody over here for 500. Can I get 550?
Yeah.
He might have ended up owning the thing.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's... Are we going to auctioneer school right now? This is some great insight. Yeah.
So,
well, it works.
Yeah. I was so thankful that the gun package went as well as it did, because the owner of the $1,000 gift card didn't know how much I'd spent on either one. I could have spent $950 on the shotgun and $50 on ice fishing
and
stuff.
Yeah.
So it looked like they were both winners, but I just thought, what a disaster. So I was like, I was visiting with one of the guys up front. I'm like, I don't ice fish. And I did it once. And I never will ever, never do it again.
He's well, like, guess what?
Well, now you know what you're donating for next year's.
Right. Well, I suppose I actually gave it to one of the teachers at school. He's a young guy who's got young kids. And he's this teacher here.
You probably need an excuse to get away from your family on the weekends, right?
You've been around kids all week. Here's a chance to get away from your own.
Well, and then what you do is you say,
so the only way this is appealing as a hobby.
You need an ice shack that needs to be run off of propane heat.
Yes.
Come talk to me. We'll strike a deal. Yeah.
So I gave it all to Jake. I'm like, dude, you're going to use it. And if now you got an extra pole, you whatever. I'm never going to use this stuff. So
stupid Tyler.
Tyler. I ain't taking you with me next year. I would have thought. Idea. Well, then he's like, oh, man, yeah, wow, that really surprises me. Maybe next year we should do a bow package. I'm like, no, your idea, no bow. But anybody can shoot a shotgun in their backyard at things, and it's fun.
Not in your
backyard. But you know what's going to happen.
That's a bad example.
No. Children, do not do that.
But it's like a bow. That's not... You don't take your bow out to shoot at clays. The fun of that.
No. But the thing with bows is you can have a bow and arrow set, and you can have an archery area where you're shooting at a hay bale or whatever, and you can do that over and over. I really do honestly think around here that would go over better than the ice fishing. Yeah.
Because
you could hunt, you can bow hunt, right?
Whereas you can ice fish. I know a ton of people that ice fish.
Well, yeah, but you have to
Here's what's going to happen is next year, everybody's going to think that shotgun thing went really well. You're going to have 5 shotgun packages that are going to go for $500 a piece, and then somebody's going to come up to you afterwards and say, you know, I heard you had the ice fishing set last year, and I missed it. And I was hoping you'd have one again, and I'd have bought it.
So the idea that you can give the committee money to buy stuff on your behalf has really grown into quite a big deal. It used to be, it was a matter of one business did it. One business was like, well, here's some money. Why don't you guys go get something you think will work? Okay. Like this year, thousands of dollars were given to the committee by businesses and individuals that said, you guys know what goes well. And what's interesting is there
well,
is
what's, a- it, what's interesting is that none of that money was spent at Super High Tech. That's pretty, pretty doggone interesting.
Do you know why?
No, no, no. Well, local businesses donate and they buy stuff from businesses out of the area.
That's no, not necessarily. Here's what happens.
No, I know that's not true. That was a joke.
I gave the example of Cabela's and Shields.
Yes, but, the two you mentioned. But so, I'm sure you bought stuff local.
But here's what happens. Over the last few years, they've done like a Google spreadsheet that says this is what the items are worth. Here's what they go for. And you can put that into a formula and find what are the things that do really well for what you invest in versus what they sell. And that drives us towards what we're going to spend when we get cash. When you get a Cabela's gift card, you're kind of stuck. I got to go to Cabela's.
Right.
But when it's cash, we can go where we want. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's purchased based on the knowledge gained from the last probably 5 years where they started documenting all of this stuff, saying we can spend $50 and buy this particular toy and it always goes for $200+. That's a no-brainer. Let's get a couple of those.
You can spend $1,000 at Super High Tech. We'll give you a gift card.
Okay. Will it go for $3,200? We won't know till we try. Okay,
that's right.
I'll put
that's
the idea
right.
in for next year.
Well, hey, you could do like 10 iPads.
10 iPads.
Well, not for 1,000, but you could do like 4
Generation
iPads.
Generation 1. No support, battery's dead.
The taillight warranty.
But they say iPad on them.
Genuine Apple.
But it was amazing to go from seeing everything set up, seeing it just completely full of people, and then at 9 o'clock at night, the gym is completely empty, swept up, and we're done. It's over.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Yeah. And you were talking about like you were there like into the AM on several days.
Thursday
like-
night went till 1:45 in the morning.
Wow.
Doing what is what I'm.
So there's a lot of effort given to the auction order and packages.
I do not want my cookies next to Estelle's cookies because she stole my recipe and she thinks that hers are better than mine. I am the original.
Eileen's are the originals, if you're wondering. But so we make packages because a lot of people will give like a $25 gift card to Cook's.
Sure.
And then you get a $25 gift card to Jay's and all these other restaurants. So you need to find ways to get these bulked together. Otherwise, you're going to be there till midnight at that auction.
Right.
So you've got to, but then you need, so then you got to decide what's going to be silent auction, what's going to be live auction. Well, we need to be sure that Joe's stuff goes live auction because he's super sensitive about that kind of thing. But Mike don't care.
I want everyone to know that my stuff isn't donated by Mike.
Yep. And that's.
So that's why Wayne's was live auction?
That's why Wayne's was live
100%.
auction.
100%. Make sure
highlighted,
they know.
Highlighted on the auction order that went to the auctioneers. You have to say Super High Tech 4 times.
Yep. You have to preview it within the first 25 items. Stay tuned.
So, and then there's the effort of where it gets placed on the stage because you want it to look decent, but yet you want to have the guys that are getting the items be able to find them.
How many,
and then you have to go back through everything.
How many people are on this committee?
6.
You have 6 people. And you're going into like pert near 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm. And the next night went just, I think a few people were there probably close to midnight. I took off. I that late night just killed my knees.
I feel like there's a more efficient way to do this.
There probably is.
Maybe you could hire an IT consulting firm to help optimize the process.
So you
can automate.
So the sale bill is really easy because you're just listing everything you have and who donated. It just goes up there and you give everybody a date. If you don't donate by this particular day in October, you're not going to make the sale bill and you're not going to make the newspaper ad. But you still have multiple items rolling in until the last minute.
Oh, I think I was that guy too, yeah.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. Well,
so
no, to be fair.
Not last minute, but
It was
the week before.
It was, I gave my stuff to Aaron and he kind of forgot to tell people that I gave him stuff. And,
well, everybody, so one person had tried to get Wayne to donate, but they couldn't do it. So then it would became a team effort of all six of us trying to get it. And then, yeah, I didn't tell him that I had actually retrieved it. So then five people contacted Wayne about it through the next week, wondering why he was such a tight ass not giving us an iPad.
I gave it the office. Literally.
But it's just a lot. And then you're making the order and making it make sense and getting plugged in. And the day of the auction is when you're printing the auction order that everybody gets as a packet when they come in the door. So that all has to happen way, 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 way at the end. And
yeah.
And then you have to, like, I didn't do anything other than assemble stuff from 6 p.m. till probably a little after midnight. I was assembling bikes.
I'm guessing you were chairs. In charge. You were just, tell me what to do.
Yes.
Tell me what to do.
Just simply absorb it like a sponge, mm-hmm. right? I'm not going to say a whole lot unless I really think I've got
something. So is this, I understand within your society, you rotate jobs, right? You mm-hmm. go from being on church council to being on school council to being,
hey, you haven't been on anything for a year. Why don't you come be on this one?
Great. Grand. Wonderful. Here I go.
It's a lifestyle choice.
It's true. But
some people do the same thing with EMT, fire, and EMA.
It's true.
You guys feel better?
No, you're 100% right. So what was the grand total?
It's going to be over somewhere between 80 and 85,000 probably.
And you were hoping for like 70.
In the 70s was our goal, yeah. Cuz you're
That's
coming in
awesome.
You're coming into
That's great.
Like you have everybody through the last 12 months or more dealing with more expensive groceries and more expensive gas.
Sure.
What do they have left? Is have they had to borrow out of the extras fund to pay for these normal things, the normal staples? And it was just, it was really fun to see that everybody had a really good time. Things went really well. And the only thing that didn't go well was they were like 30 people into getting people paid up. And then all of a sudden the printer goes, need some ink. Don't worry, everyone. We have a new ink cartridge here for it. They pop the new ink cartridge in and the printer goes, just dies. They're like, oh no. So they popped it out and put shake the old one like you're supposed to do and shove it in. And the printer goes, no. And the printer would just dead. Just like, forget you. So
let's do email, huh?
Yeah. So what's interesting is they built like a program with Microsoft Excel. Mm-hmm. So you just hit print. You don't see what it's printing. You just hit print in Excel. There's a button and it spits this really neat looking document out that says, this is what you paid. This is what the market value is of those items. So this is what you could technically write off as a
charitable donation.
Donation. And You need a printer. You can't just say, here, this is what it'll be. Please write a check and we'll get it to you later.
Oh,
it's
right.
not there. Yeah. Yep. That's the only way it gets added up. So we hustle and round up a printer out of the computer room and another printer and try to get them. And those are wireless up there. So there's no cords to like plug them into the laptop that's in charge. Oh, what a train wreck. So finally, the guy in charge of finance just drives to his office uptown and gets his printer. I know this one will work. Comes back, but I bet it was 20 minutes at least of downtime of people
everyone's fake smiling.
It's fine. The good news was like, calm down, everyone. We have an extra hour of sleep tonight.
That's right.
You calm down.
The word is,
rails already will be open an extra hour.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it's fun to be done, but that took up a fair amount of my thought process through last week. That all of a sudden,
last month, week, you were like, yeah, you're
somewhat, yeah. And it's, it was, so when I took this job, they asked if I would do it. And I said, am I like the 10th person you've asked?
When you
because
were,
I can't imagine.
I feel like, I feel like with this is you're, especially with, you know, things within the society, you're kind of voluntold. Because if Aaron won't say no,
yeah, he'll feel guilty.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
If you say no, you better have a pretty good reason. But yeah, they asked him. He's like, no, we actually just started looking for somebody. And I said, okay, who's on the committee? Because John, between me and you, and now between me and John and the entire podcast audience, I don't really want to serve with dumbasses. I need, if I'm going to be on this committee,
you're like
which
your
is,
mother. Right?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I said this committee is tough.
Yep.
There's a lot that has to happen in a very short period of time, and I do not want to sit on a committee where there's dumbasses. And he said, "Okay, these are the people we have on it." I said, "I'm on. I'm ready to go." And those people that were on it, like the president himself, I didn't really know him that well, but I thought, well, with the job that he has, he's got to be pretty sharp with the job that he has.
How
and
do you
he
not
was so good.
How do you not know every single person?
Because they come from outside of our society. Like this guy grew
to
up in
what?
Hull and married into the Sanborn group.
Oh.
So I know him
I
and I know what he
mean.
Does, but
yeah.
it's not like I know you guys.
But it's not like an independent contractor that came in, you know, like, okay, well, I'm here to validate the results and make sure that.
No, it's
right. So, this is some big city transplant from Hull that no, who knows yeah. what he's going to be like.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's, so, and, hey, Mitch, it's Sioux County.
And you know, there's women
nothing
on.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's women on here, and we know them women. They like to talk a lot and aren't good leaders.
Whoa! Okay.
That was a joke.
This is Deb's
that
boy.
That was a joke.
Deb's
that,
boy, Aaron.
No, so it's, you know, I wanted to know who the people were because they're just are people that you know, and you're like, I know that person. I know they don't really want to work that hard. They don't want to get
what
the job
you,
done.
So then what would you have said had you been said, paired with that person?
It's me or them.
No, I would have just said, I'm going to pass. Because
and they would have asked why.
And I would have said, I got a lot going on. There's just some...
Yep. And then like, they would have said, so, like what?
And then you would have said,
cattle and things.
No, I would have said what I learned from the youth. Nunya.
Oh, Nunya.
Nunya. Nunya. So I'm 42 now. The first time I served on a city council was a while ago in Hospers. I've served, and then I was on the Sanborn City Council. I have served with people that don't even want to be there.
True.
Maybe you've served on boards and other things where people don't even want to be there. And then you know who those people are, and you can kind of figure out their type.
Right.
And I needed to know that if we're going to be on this committee, that's going to be some late nights. I don't really want to serve with that type. And yeah, they listed the people and I'm on and I'm so happy I did it. It was really a lot of fun. And I got 3 more years to look forward to.
Hey, so Wayne, we haven't talked about you enough. You got pulled up on stage at the play.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I thought that's where we're going, right out of the chute.
Yeah, because you kind of steered it that direction.
Not at all. No, because it was, that was just, so what was funny was, so we sat with this couple from Rock Valley, and they're your people.
My people from Rock Valley?
Yeah, they're good CRs. And they're like, have you ever been to one of these before? I'm like, well, once or twice.
And you're like, is this your first time in Ashton? Because buckle up.
So I had to kind of, and they're probably, I would say early 30s maybe. Very nice folks. They worked with one of the gals that was in the production that works at Interstates. So that was how they knew. And they're like, oh, yeah, no, we want to come out and see. And they've got young kids, so they don't get out very much. So this was like, hey, yeah, dinner and a show. Great. And so they're... with this particular show, they had like scaffolding to the left side of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like right next to it. And I'm like, that's not normal. And they're like, and at this point, it's just us two and those two. I'm like, you don't figure they put us at this like table for a reason.
No.
I said, well, there's stairs right next to this table. leading up to the stage, and that's not normal. So I can tell you that much. So then I think they started getting nervous, and I'm like, and I'm honestly curious too, because I just happened to glance at the sheet, and I could see table one, Barahona's, and then DeCook's name was on there, which Scott DeCook and Angie DeCook, which Angie works with the people that were over at, that are at Interstates. And then, what it ended up being was, it was Scott's son and his daughter, and then Angie's sister and Angie's son. So that was what completed the table. But anyway, so if you've ever been in an off Broadway production, you know, it's, you get there anytime between 5:30 and 7. You get your food and you fraternize, and then the show starts at 7:30. So we got there 6:15-ish and had a conversation with this nice couple, and then eventually the rest of the DeCook family showed up, and now these guys are just freaked out, like, we're not going to get pulled on stage, are we? I don't know what we're going to do. Like, they're petrified. And I'm like, you know, once the whole table filled out, I'm like, okay.
They are Aaron's people. Well, no, you would be fine with it, but
I would be. My wife would.
The reason why I knew they were, the reason why I knew they were your people was because one of the gals at the table said, "Oh, so what were your kids for Halloween?" And the young couple was like, "Well, they weren't." But and then there was like a little bit of stunned silence. And so,
are you Amish?
No, but
no, not quite there.
Not quite, but there, but closer than you,
right?
So that was I chuckled a little bit, because I did say, well, you know, I did say something about Sioux County, and we all chuckled, and it was fine. But what it reminded me of you was the gal of this couple asked for a beer. And she ordered a Bud, thinking it was a Bud Light, because who has a Bud Heavy, right?
Ashton.
Yes, yes, exactly. And so I didn't know this, because we had gotten there after she got her beer, and I thought, well, that's an we started talking, so then I said, that's an aggressive choice. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, and then she paused, and I said, let me guess. You're far too polite to tell them that it was wrong, so you just drank it and didn't complain. Well, yeah, that was what. And so I had a good chuckle at that. So then, anyway, show starts, and this particular show had like a audience participation element where they needed to bring someone on stage and then like blame them for several things that went wrong after the fact. And I was the one they brought up on stage, and you know, everyone laughed at me, and it was fun.
Yeah, well, they knew they were going to bring someone up there that could handle it.
Right. And
who could we have do that?
Well,
and I'm pretty sure it was probably unanimous.
Well, yeah, we were a sucker born every minute, and we
someone
were right
who
there.
Doesn't mind attention.
What?
me.
You're talking to me.
We need someone who won't get mad, but will be very happy and excited to have been pulled up on stage.
I can only think of one man. A rather large man.
Oh, stop.
How come he keeps calling us fat?
I know.
What the hell? Between critiquing my wardrobe and getting it fat. You know,
him talking about, like, oh, the shirt was too large that they gave me. I guess I'm losing tons of weight. Right.
Yeah, you know what? I'm on a
the
new
largest
path.
Man there. A behemoth of a human being.
That's right.
Second to
Nobody
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Nobody had ever seen anybody so large.
But this play is hilarious. I've seen it actually at the Washington Pavilion up in Sioux Falls.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
My sister and brother-in-law had bought tickets for the family and said, you're absolutely going to love this play.
My gut hurt from laughing like that.
So I thought I'd heard, when you told us the name of the play, I was like, oh, that's a little familiar. And then you told us that you'd never laugh so hard.
Yeah.
So then I did a quick Google Yes. Yeah. I'd been to that one, and it is absolutely hilarious.
So props to Off Broadway. And if you guys have never been to a show there, you really need to do it, because not only do you get a great show put on by local talent, you get a great meal, 10-15. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them. You can sponsor for $50, but great food. I think I'm probably going to have the leftovers tonight, so we enjoy that. But
yeah, you had leftovers. Just
leftovers.
A man of your size.
Were you in the middle of eating when they called you up?
I had eaten so much for all of my previous meals.
It was my fourth supper of the day.
Anyway, we are way long.
How long?
We are probably over, we're approaching over an hour and a half.
Oh, that's all right. You just got a couple things to cut. It'll be good. A good show to get back
into
the longer stuff.
Yeah, it's all right.
And we didn't have anything to talk about when we got here.
That's right.
Other than
we had report cards. The only thing that we had identified. We want to thank you for tuning in. We want to thank you for your support over these.
Thank you in advance for your sponsorships.
Below these 60-something episodes. And yes, $50 will make us holler.
Thank you!
Oh, hey, look at the time, huh?
All right, it is time to go.
And until next time, we'll see you.
Chippewa on down of the big lake they called Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
What the hell's that?